grateful that each of you have decided to come here today. I was very touched by this song in particular, and hope that you consider this opportunity that you have here an opportunity to serve the Lord and to increase your understanding and knowledge of Him, that your heart could certainly be a place that He could abide within. Before I introduce my great uncle, I'll just mention the fact that, you know, this morning in Sunday school we were talking about what is the Lord's requirement when we come before Him. And, you know, we read in the first chapter of Isaiah, the Lord, as He was talking to the people, and He was chastising them and telling them the reason why they were not receiving the things from Him that they wanted. And it was because when they approached His throne and when they came and they did all those things He asked, they were not doing it with a true heart and with full purpose. And if we come here today and we have not prepared ourselves and we're not desirous to hear the message, we will miss out. And so my hope is that today, as you have this opportunity to listen to the message that the Lord has put upon the heart of my great uncle here, that you're willing and you're desirous to take that message in and to be a part of this service, to put aside the things that are outside of these walls, and to take this time to commune with the Lord. So I'm going to give you now my great uncle, Jim Yates.
Good morning. Today I'm going to do quite a bit of reading to get my point across. And I know without a shadow of a doubt when you hear the scriptures that I go through, that there'll be no doubt about what I'm going to talk about. And what I'm going to talk about is faith. And I looked it up in the dictionary. And it says, an unquestioning belief in God. That pretty well says it. You know, but now I'm going to go to the Bible and read. These scriptures I go through today is nothing new. You've heard them time and time again. And I'm going to start in Hebrews 11th chapter. Verses 1 to 3, and then number 6. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. But without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Faith, the evidence of things not seen. It's like a tornado, hurricane, strong winds we can't see, but we sure can see the results that it leaves, the damage that it leaves behind. And we know that we have to have faith if we want to have miracles in our life. I'd like to read one verse in Ether. You don't need to turn to it. 5th chapter, 13th verse. I will give you the page number if you want it. 746. For there can be no faith among the children of men if there be no faith. Among the children of men, God can do no miracles among them. Wherefore, He showed not himself until after their faith. Now I'd like to go into the scriptures and take a look at some who had great faith. I'd like to start with Noah. Go to the 6th chapter of Genesis, 13th and 14th verse. 6th chapter, verse 13. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shall thou make in the ark, and pitch it within and without it pitch. Then you go on down, you'll see that God then told Noah exactly how to build it and what to do after it was built. Now let's go down to verse 22. Thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him. So did he. Now let's go to 7th chapter of Genesis. And we're going to read verses 4 to 6. For yet 7 days I will cause it to rain upon the earth, 40 days and 40 nights. And every living substance that I have made I will destroy from off the face of the earth. And Noah did according to all that which the Lord commanded him. And Noah was 600 years old when the flood waters came upon the earth. Can you imagine what was going through his mind? He's 600 years old. Never seen rain. He doesn't know what rain is. But he had faith. Now I'm going to go to Genesis, the 2nd chapter. We're going to find out why he didn't know what rain was. 2nd chapter, going to read the 4th to the 6th verses. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created. And in that day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth, and watered the whole face of the ground. That's the reason why he had never seen rain. So he had to build that ark, gather all the animals and everything on faith. In the 11th chapter of Hebrews, verses 6 and 7. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah was warned of God of things not seen as yet. Moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he recommended the world, and there became the heir of the righteousness by his faith. We know he had to have faith to do what he did. Now let's go to 1 Samuel. 17th chapter. And in this chapter we find that Israel was at war with the Philistines. But they had a big problem. We're going to go to the 17th chapter and read in verses 2 to 4 and find out what their problem was. Let's begin with verse 2. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together, and they pitched by the valley of Lehi and set a battle in array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on the mountain on the other, on one side, and Israel stood on the mountain on the other side. And there was a valley between them. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span, a 9-foot-9-inch man. That's a big problem. Now let's go on down to, in the 17th chapter, to the 32nd verse. And we'll continue. And David said unto Saul, let no man's heart fail him, because thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and a man of war from his youth. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he rose against me, I caught him by the beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing that he has defied the armies of the living God. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. Go back and take a look there in that last verse in 37. We see that David had to have great faith. And as we read on, we find out just how strong his faith was. He refused to wear the armor that Saul provided for him. Let's go down to verse 40. Let's start there. And he took his staff in his hand, and he chose 5 smooth stones out of the brook, and he put them in the shepherd's bag, which he had, even in a scrip. And his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David. And the man that bare a shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth, and ruddy and fair of countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, Am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistines cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said unto David, Come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Then David said unto the Philistine, Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of the host, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee, and I will take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcass of the host of Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that God saveth not with a spear, a sword and a spear. But the battle is the Lord's, and he will give it you into our hands. And it came to pass when the Philistine rose and came and drew nigh unto meet David, that David hastened and ran towards the army to meet the Philistine. He's exercising his faith, isn't he? Running towards them, not turning his back and going the other way. And David put his hand in his bag, and he took thence a stone and he slung it, and he smote the Philistine in the forehead. And that stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof and slew him and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. I would say that his faith in the Lord was very, very strong. And truly, he proved it that day. And as it said back up there in page in the 48th verse, he had so much faith that he ran right up to him, exercising his faith. Now let's go back to the time of the Tower of Babel. And here we find one that we only know as the brother of Jared. His name is never mentioned, only that he was the brother of Jared. Let's read some about him. Let's go to Ether, first chapter, page 715. I'm going to start in the seventh verse. With Jared came forth with his brother and their families, and with some of the other families from the great tower, at the time that the Lord confounded the language of the people, and swore in his wrath that they should be scattered upon all the face of the earth. And according to the word of the Lord, the people were scattered. And the brother of Jared, being large and mighty man, and being a man highly favored of the Lord, for Jared said unto his brother, unto him, cry unto the Lord that he will not confound us, that we may not understand our words. And it came to pass that the brother of Jared did cry unto the Lord, and the Lord had compassion upon Jared. Therefore he did not confound the language of Jared. And Jared and his brother were not confounded. Then Jared said unto his brother, cry again unto the Lord. And it may be that he will turn away his anger from them who are our friends, that he confound not their language. And it came to pass that the brother of Jared did cry unto the Lord. And the Lord had compassion upon their friends and their families also, that they were not confounded. And it came to pass that Jared spake again unto his brother, saying, go and inquire of the Lord whether he will drive us out of the land. And if he will drive us out of the land, cry unto him whether we should go. I'm going to stop there just a second. It doesn't mention it there, but Jared had to have a certain amount of faith also. He keeps going. He knows somebody that is fairly close to the Lord, but he has the faith in his brother that he will go and do what he asked him to do. Verse 13. And who knoweth but what the Lord will carry us forth into a land which is choice above all the earth. And if it so be that let us be faithful unto the Lord, that we may receive it for our inheritance. And it came to pass that the brother of Jared did cry unto the Lord according to that which had been spoken by the mouth of Jared. And it came to pass that the Lord did hear the brother of Jared and had compassion upon him and said, go and gather together thy flocks, both male and female of every kind, and also the seed of the earth of every kind, and thy family, and also Jared, thy brother, and his family, and also thy friends with their families, and the friends of Jared and their families. And when thou hast done this, thou shalt go at the head of them down into the valley which is northward. And there I will meet thee. He's talking to the Lord face to face. And I will go before thee into the land which is choice above all other lands of the earth. And there I will bless thee and thy seed, and raise up unto me of thy seed the seed of thy brother, and they who shall go with thee, a great nation. And there shall be none greater than the nation which I shall raise up unto thee, me of thy seed upon the face of the earth. And this I will do unto thee because this long time ye have cried unto me. As we read these verses, that we see that the brother of Jared is very much a believer in power of prayer. So much that we read that the Lord was even talking to him, telling him where to go, and I will meet thee and guide thee. Go down to the 26th verse. And it came to pass that the Lord commanded them that they should go forth unto the wilderness, yea, unto that quarter that never had man seen. And it came to pass that the Lord did go before them and did talk with them as he stood in a cloud and gave directions whether they should travel. And it came to pass that they did travel in the wilderness and did build barges in which they did cross many waters, being directed continually by the hand of the Lord. And the Lord would not suffer that they should stop beyond the sea in the wilderness, but that they should come forth even unto the land of promise, which was choice above all other lands, which the Lord God had preserved for a righteous people. And he swore in his wrath unto the brother of Jared, that whosoever shall possess this land of promise, from that time henceforth and forever, should serve him, the true and only God, or they should be swept off when the fullness of his wrath should come upon them. And now we can behold the decrees of God concerning this land, that it is a land of promise, and whatsoever nation shall possess it shall serve God, or else they shall be swept off when the fullness of his wrath shall come upon them. And the fullness of his wrath cometh upon them when they are ripened in iniquity. For behold, this is a land which is choice above all other lands. Therefore, he that doth possess it shall serve God, or else they shall be swept off of it, for it is an everlasting decree of God. And it is not until the fullness of iniquity come upon the children of this land that they are swept off. And this cometh unto you, O ye Gentiles, that ye may know the decrees of God, that ye may repent and not continue in your iniquities until the fullness come. That ye may not bring down the fullness of the wrath of God upon you, as the inhabitants of the land hitherto done. Behold, this is a choice land, and whatsoever nation shall possess it shall be free from bondage and captivity and from all other nations under heaven, if they but serve the God of the land, who is Jesus Christ, who hath been manifested by the things which have been written. This promise that the Lord made to the brother Jared, that those who possess this land shall be a righteous people and serve God of the land, who is Jesus Christ, or be swept off, is true for us here today. Those of us who live on this land now, His word applies to us just as much as it did to the Jaredites back then. If we ask ourselves why, all we got to do is look in the scriptures once again. Because he does not change. His word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That includes us. As we read in the first chapter of Ether, we find that the brother of Jared was a man of great faith. And we also read that the barges that they made had no windows for light. And we find that the brother of Jared and the Lord had a conversation about that problem. And we find that what was done about it, In doing so, about his faith, about just how strong it was. Let's go to pages 720. First chapter of Ether. Going to start at the 65th verse. O Lord, look upon me with pity, and turn away thine anger from this people, this thy people, and suffer not that they shall go forth across the raging deep in darkness. But behold these things which I have molten out of the rock. And I know, O Lord, that thou hast all power, and can do whatsoever thou wilt for the benefit of man. Therefore, touch these stones, O Lord, with thy finger, and prepare them that they may shine forth in darkness. And that they shall shine forth unto us in the vessels which we have prepared, that we may have light while we cross we shall cross the sea. Behold, O Lord, thou canst do it. We know that thou art able to show forth great power, which looks small unto the understanding of men. And it came to pass with when the brother of Jared had said these words, behold, the Lord stretched forth his hand and touched the stones one by one with his finger. And the veil was taken off the eyes of the brother of Jared, and he saw the finger of the Lord. And it was as the finger of a man unto flesh and blood. And the brother of Jared fell down before the Lord, for he was struck with fear. And the Lord saw that the brother of Jared had fallen to the earth. And the Lord said unto him, arise, why hast thou fallen? And he said, saith unto the Lord, I saw the finger of the Lord, and I feared lest he should smite me, for I knew not that the Lord had flesh and blood. And the Lord said unto him, because of thy faith, thou hast seen that I shall take upon me flesh and blood. And never has man come before me with such exceeding faith as thou hast. For were it not so, ye could not have seen my finger. Sawest thou more than this? And he answered, nay, Lord, show thyself unto me. And the Lord said unto him, believest thou the words which I shall speak? And he answered, yea, Lord, I know that thou speakest the truth, for thou art a God of truth. And canst lie. And when he said these words, behold, the Lord showed himself unto him. And said, because thou knowest these things, ye are redeemed from the fall. Therefore ye are brought back into my presence. Therefore I show myself unto you. Behold, I am he who was prepared from the foundation of the world to redeem my people. Behold, I am Jesus Christ. I am the Father and the Son. In me shall all mankind have life, and that eternally, even they who shall believe upon my name, and they shall become my sons and my daughters. And never have I shown myself unto man whom I have created. For never has a man believed in me as thou hast. After reading these verses, we can plainly see that the brother of Jared had great faith. Now let's go to the Book of Mormon. Are we already in the Book of Mormon? Go to 1 Nephi, page 2. I'm going to read 3-6. And here we find another man who had strong, great faith. His name was Lehi. Verse 3. For it came to pass that in the commencement of the first year of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, my father Lehi, having dwelt in Jerusalem in all his days, and in that same year there came many prophets, prophesying unto the people that they must repent, or the great city of Jerusalem must be destroyed. Wherefore it came to pass that my father Lehi, as he went forth, prayed unto the Lord, yea, even with all his heart, in behalf of his people. And it came to pass, as he prayed unto the Lord, there came a pillar of fire and dwelt upon the rock before him. And he saw and heard much. And because of these things which he saw and heard, he did quake and tremble exceedingly. And it came to pass that he returned to his own house in Jerusalem. And he cast himself upon his bed, being overcome with the spirit and the things which he had seen. And as we read, we see that he was overcome with the Spirit. And as he was overcome with the Spirit, he saw many things and was given a book to read. Go to page 3. First chapter, 11 through 14. And it came to pass as he read, he was filled with the Spirit of the Lord. And he read, saying, woe, woe unto Jerusalem, for I have seen thy abominations. Yea, and many things did my father read concerning Jerusalem, that it should be destroyed, and that the inhabitants thereof, many should perish by the sword, and many should be carried away captive into Babylon. And it came to pass that when my father had read and saw many great things, marvelous things, he did exclaim many things unto the Lord, such as, great and marvelous are thy works, O Lord God Almighty. Thy throne is high in the heavens, and thy power and thy goodness and mercy are over all the inhabitants of the earth. And because thou art merciful, thou wilt not suffer those who come unto thee that they should perish. After this manner was the language of my father in praising of his God. For his soul did rejoice, and his whole heart was filled because of the things which he had seen. Yea, which the Lord had showed unto him. Go to verse 18. Therefore, I would that ye should know that after the Lord had shown so many marvelous things unto my father Lehi, yea, concerning the destruction of Jerusalem, behold, he went forth unto the people and began to prophesy, and to declare unto them the things which he had both seen and heard. And it came to pass that the Jews did mock him because of the things which he did testify of them. For he truly testified of their wickedness and their abominations. And he testified that the things which he saw and heard, also the things which he read in the book, manifested plainly of the coming of the Messiah, and also the redemption of the world. And when the Jews heard these things, They were angry with him. Yea, even as the prophets of old, whom they had cast out and stoned and slain. And they also sought his life, that they might take it away. But behold, I, Nephi, will show unto you that the tender mercies of the Lord are over all of those who have, whom he hath chosen because of their faith. To make them mighty even unto the power of deliverance. For behold, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto my father, yea, even in a dream, and he said unto him, blessed art thou, Lehi, because of the things which thou hast done, and because thou hast been faithful and declared unto this people the things which I commanded thee. Behold, they seek to take away thy life. And it came to pass that the Lord commanded my father, even in a dream, that he should take his family and depart into the wilderness. And it came to pass that he was obedient unto the word of the Lord. Wherefore he did as the Lord commanded him. And it came to pass that he departed into the wilderness. Now you might ask yourself, just how much faith did Lehi have? How much did the Lord give him? The next verse tell you. 29th verse. And he left his house and the land of his inheritance and his gold and his silver and precious things and took nothing with him save it were his family, provision and tents. And he departed into the wilderness. He had great faith that the Lord was going to take care of him. And it gives us an idea of just how strong his faith was. How much he trusted in him to take care of him. Do we have that kind of faith today? Would we be willing to give up and leave our homes, our jobs, and take nothing with us except our families and loved ones? Something to think about. But as we read the first chapter, the first book of Nephi, we find that Lehi's son Nephi also was a man of faith. Go to page 6. First Nephi, first chapter. Read the 47th and 48th verse. And it came to pass that I, Nephi, being exceedingly young, nevertheless large in stature, and also having great desires to know the mysteries of God. Therefore I did cry unto the Lord, and behold, he did visit me, and did soften my heart, that I did believe all the words which had been spoken by my father. Wherefore, I did not rebel against him, like my brothers. Now go to page 26. I'm going to start on the third chapter. I'm going to start with the 37th verse. For it came to pass that after I desired to know these things that my Father had seen, and believing that the Lord was able to make them known unto me, I sat pondering in my heart. I was caught away with the Spirit of the Lord, yea, and to an exceedingly high mountain, which I never had before seen. And upon which I had never before set my foot. And their spirit said unto me, behold, what desireth thou? And I said, I desired to behold the things which my Father saw. And the Spirit said unto me, believest thou that thy Father saw the tree which he hath spoken? And I said, yea, thou knowest I believe all the words of my Father. And when I had spoken these words, the Spirit cried in a loud voice, saying, Hosanna to the Lord, the Most High, the Most High God, for he is God over all the earth, yea, even above all. And blessed art thou, Nephi, because thou hast believed in the Son of God, of the Most High God. Wherefore, thou shalt behold these things which thou hast desired. Now we ask, what was it that he desired? He wanted to see the vision that his Father had seen. And as we continue, we find that his faith, like his Father's, was strong enough that he was granted his desire. Go to page 53, first chapter, first Nephi. And we're going to read verses 67 to 74. And we'll find out what can happen or take place from the offering up of heartfelt prayers in strong faith that they will be answered. Verse 67. And we called the place Bountiful because of such fruit. And it came to pass that I, Nephi, had been in the land of Bountiful for many days. And the voice of the Lord came unto me, saying, arise, and get thee into the mountain. And it came to pass that I arose, went up into the mountain, and cried unto the Lord. And it came to pass that the Lord said unto me, saying, thou shalt construct a ship after the manner which I shall show thee, that I may carry my people across these waters. And he said, Lord, whither shall I go, that I might find ore to molten, that I make tools to construct this ship, after the manner which thou hast shown unto me? And it came to pass that the Lord told me whether I should go to find ore, that I might make tools. And it came to pass that I, Nephi, did make bellows, wherewith to blow the fire of the skins of the beasts. And after I made bellows, that I might have the wherewith to blow the fire, I did smite two rough stones together that I might make fire. Once again, we find that great things can happen through prayer and faith. If we just but put our faith in the Lord. And as we read through the scriptures in these two books, we find many places through prayers and trust and faith, great things have come, not only to those who had the faith and offered the prayers, but to those who were around them also benefited greatly. Let's go to 17th chapter of Matthew. I'm going to go to the 14th verse. And when they come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down and saying, "Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed, and oft times he hath fallen into the fire and oft into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him." Then Jesus answered and said, "O faithless and preserved generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me." And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples unto Jesus apart and said, "Why could we not cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, "Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you." Now let's go to page 748. Fifth chapter of Ether. Remember the scripture that we just read, and remember back to the faith of the brother of Jared. We're going to start on the 30th and 31st verse, the fifth chapter. "And I, Moroni, having heard these words, was comforted and said, O Lord, thy righteousness will be done. For I know that thou workest unto the children of men according to their faith. For the brother of Jared said unto the mountain Zerin, remove, and it was removed. And if he had not had faith, it would not have moved. Therefore, thou workest after that men have faith. For thus thou did manifest thyself unto thy disciples." So reading these scriptures, we can see that if our faith is strong enough, as the brother Jared found, that he could move a mountain. That we could do anything in the name of the Lord. But we would have to have great faith and trust in his teachings. All things are possible for those that serve the Lord righteously and trust him in abounding faith. Remember that he does not change. That what he taught when he walked on the face of the earth with man in the days gone by are still true today. We must strive for righteousness with faith and trust in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. May God always be with you, and may he be with you. You be with him. It's my prayer. Thank you for your time.